Looking at your comments on Facebook, the most memorable, most romantic Valentine's Day you've ever had. What did you get up to? Share with us on @RiseFM943 on Facebook. Cedric says, Jay, straight up, he's looking. So he's not sharing a Valentine's story, but he's currently looking. If you're also looking, so maybe you can hook up today, right? Why the hell not? Gugu Constance Matonsela, Utsiena, for the past 3 years now, I've been receiving heartfelt Valentine's cards from my daughter from grade R, waiting for one later today. Ah! I know they're the sweetest one. Oh, even when they don't make sense. Like, coloring also, can they highlight? Can they make a hat? And the little letters that they mixed up in. But it's the cutest thing ever. I get you, totally. Salis Musalantoi says, hi, Lily. I remember in my early 20s, I used to get presents from my girlfriends, and that time is gone now. I'm growing up now, and unfortunately I don't celebrate it anymore. He's out in Bloemfontein. Why don't you celebrate Valentine's Day anymore? Why did you stop celebrating Valentine's Day? Let me see the next one. Lindeni Inomabuza. It's a high school, guys. We went to a movie. He bought me a teddy bear that was used by my firstborn years later. Oh, yes. So that guy, yes. Oh, going on to say, the effort of a whole day from him made it special because Begangasi. Romantic, Jay. So even today, after 27 broken up, he still sends me messages first thing in the morning. Listen, if that's not romantic, I love the whole teddy bear story, man. Oh, you're making my heart melt. Hold on. It is Rise FM Lunch. So you're sharing with us your most memorable, most romantic Valentine's Day experience. What did you get up to?
Hi, Lily. My name is Valentine. I'm Libby Wright. Libby Bright. It was, when was it? I think it was 2022. Yes. Letting you win a Konalago Rise FM. Yeguya Ikruka National Park for a weekend with my partner.
Oh,
that was so great. Beqala igcina nje. The rest awu, my happy V day. My messages nje ku WhatsApp and ending messages. So that was the first and the last. Shos velanga sengibe nayo mina cause leyo beyiyendwe ngimi. Cause it was my prize. Shos velanga sengibe nayo. How poor me cause I'm it's T-toy.
Because you are the reason why you won the competition. Askis mama, askis. But maybe in the near future, it'll happen again. Your partner, remind them. That we won that Rise FM Valentine's competition. Do you remember that I entered that competition?
Hi, Lily. It's Rusty. You know how we're doing it, man. Abona lezi nto lezi ama Valentine zinabanikazi bazo. Mina the last romantic Valentine gift that I have received from local, I won't mention him la. Actually, it's my ex. He bought me a watch actually. Ayangazi ukuthi lesikhathi bengithengela sona ukuthi ngibe nesikhathi sakhe. Because the man was busy hustling and doing his own thing. That was my last gift that I received in a Valentine. You know how we're doing it. Rise FM, Mpumalanga, ngithi Azisha.
Azisha, Rasdi. And you know, my gifts to Valentine's are cheapy, Lemange. That's if you're okay with walking into one of those stores, you know? Because next thing you want to buy very expensive things. For some people, it's the thought that counts. Not for me, but for some people. It definitely is the thought that counts. Here comes in a small Mahu Adam Tunes with Amazwe on your feel good radio station, Rise FM.